Meister Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Now we know that money of Meister Sheni is preferably used to buy shlamim, animals for shlamim, when you're in Yerushalayim. But what about truma? So the Mishnah says, Ein loichim truma bekesef Meister Sheni, b'nei shum emayit bachiloso. So truma is different. The Chum hold that a person should not buy truma from money of Meister Sheni, because you're memayit bachiloso. Meaning, the Rav first chaps onto truma. Truma is aser for a tful yom and also for non-kohanim. Tful yom, we know, is until after a person does what they do to become tar to eat truma, they have to wait for a harav shemesh, for nightfall. And during that time, even kohanim cannot eat truma. And also, obviously, everybody else, a Levi, Yisrael, is not allowed to eat truma. So you're lessening the power of the Meister Sheni, because you could have bought food that's fit for everybody, that I guess has also more value, and now you're buying something that's less value, that's fitting for only a smaller amount of people. The other point is, the Rambam brings, that not only are you diminishing the Meister Sheni by buying truma, but you're also diminishing the truma, because now the truma is normally mutter for an einan lo aleinu, and also can be eaten anywhere. Truma can be eaten also outside Yerushalayim, and you can take it out of Yerushalayim. And a Meister Sheni, an oinin is aser, and you're not allowed to take it outside Yerushalayim. So by making this switch and taking money of Meister Sheni, you're diminishing both parts. At the end of the day, both of them are being diminished when you look at the big picture. So therefore, one should not do that. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says, though, it's mutter. Amar lahem, Rabbi Shimon said to the Chum, Ma'am hekel b'zivchei shlamim. He learns a kal v'chomer. We see that you're makel by Zivchei Shlam. You can take Meister Sheni money and buy Karbanos Zivchei Shlam, Shehu Mevien Lidei Pigel V'Nois V'Tame, that you're taking Meister Sheni, that in the beginning, Meister Sheni was, you could have bought regular food, and that has obviously a lot of value, because that's fit for everybody, and you don't really have to worry about it. And now you're buying something that's Kachim, that people have to be worried about all the time, because there's an issue of Pigel. Pigel is when a person has, by the time that they shecht it, that he wants shecht the carbon, he wants to eat it at the wrong time. And we know noiser, when you leave it over too long, or if it becomes tummy, you have to burn it. So if you see that we allow you to buy this type of food, kachim, where you have to be so concerned that these things happen, as opposed to just buying chulin, and yet you could still use Meister Sheni to buy that, lo nakel betruma, should we not be makel by truma, where you do not have these issues? There's no issue of pigel by truma, there's no issue of noiser or tummy. So that's Rabbi Shimon's kal v'chomer. Amru lo, the Chum said to him, Ma'am hekel b'zivchei shlam shein mutarm lazarm. It's not a kal v'chomer. It's really like a chomer v'kal, that if we allow you to do it by kachim, which is more chomer, all the more so we allow you to do it by something that's mekel. So the Chomer is saying, Ma'am hekel b'zivchei shlam, if we see that you're mekel by zivchei shlam shein mutarm lazarm, don't tell me that shlamim, the fact that we see that you can buy shlamim, therefore you can buy other things because shlamim is so chomer, because shlamim also has a tzad kal, shein mutarm lazarm, because everybody can eat shlamim, not just kohanim. Nakel b'truma shu yasur lazarm? Are we then going to say, are we going to be mekel by truma, which is aser for non-kohanim? Because truma is aser for people that are not kohanim. So by truma, there's a tzad chomer, the fact that it's aser for non-kohanim. So don't tell me just because we see that you can buy shlamim, so too, for sure you can buy truma, because there's a tzad of truma which is more chomer than kachim, than shlamim. Because truma cannot be eaten by zarim. Therefore, the Chum held that you're not allowed to buy kesef meister sheni. You're not allowed to use it to buy truma. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon.